You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Basketball season won't be around forever, so get in on all the action now with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. DraftKings is giving new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Claim your free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes when using code THPN during signup. Playing daily fantasy basketball is simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. With DraftKings, payday comes every day for players. So what are you waiting for? Head to the app now. Download the DraftKings app now and use code THPN during signup. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's code THPN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a sports betting perspective. With pro handicappers Alex B. Smith and Ian Cameron, and veteran sports writer Jimmy Murphy. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Monday, May the 3rd, Ian Cameron with you. We will have Jimmy Murphy along with us momentarily as we are ready to break down the Monday NHL card. Hope everybody had a great weekend. It was a very fun weekend of hockey action and a great weekend of shows with the Ice Guys this weekend. We want to thank our special guests that joined us Saturday and Sunday. Melissa Cunningham did a terrific job in her Ice Guys debut. On Saturday, we'll bring her back on the show definitely before the end of the season. And, of course, Devin Didio-Meddy joining us yesterday to break down the Sunday game, the one Sunday game, and the Monday card, looking ahead to it as well. Thanks to him as well for joining us on Sunday. He'll be back with us, too, before the end of the season. Of course, we got our fellow Ice Guys colleague Alex B. Smith back from a little bit of a hiatus to deal with some personal matters over the weekend. So it was great to have Alex B. Smith back in the fold and joining the show once again. And if you missed yesterday's show, there is still value to listen to yesterday's show because we had Alex B. Smith and our special guest on Sunday, Deeds, Devin Didio-Meddy, breaking down the Monday NHL card, looking ahead because we only had the one game yesterday. So knowing that Alex wouldn't be on the show today, and, of course, having our special guest just for yesterday, we thought we'd give them their chance to share their betting opinions on this Monday card. So they did that yesterday. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to yesterday's show or watch yesterday's show, make sure you do that already. And now it's Jimmy Murphy's turn and my turn today on the Monday edition of the show to look ahead at this massive Monday card as this unbalanced, uneven schedule that the NHL runs out there. A day in and day out continues. Hard to believe you could have a schedule and a league with 15 games on Saturday, one game yesterday on Sunday, and now back to like 14 games tonight in this one. So lots to talk about. Let's get to it. The New York Islanders and the Buffalo Sabres, first game on this Monday card. We've got the New York Islanders here, minus 240 to minus 250 road favorites. The total in this game, 5.5, shaded to the under. Of course, we know with the Buffalo Sabres, we have seen an uptick in their competitive level, I guess you could say, since the coaching change and Don Granato taking over. We have seen them pull a couple of upsets here and there as well the last couple of games for the Buffalo Sabres, although they're coming off a tough loss over the weekend against the Boston Bruins. Still very much a shorthanded, depleted hockey team for the most part with battling through injuries. They've had multiple forwards out. They've had goaltending injuries for both Carter Hutton and Linus Ullmark. They've had to go deep into their depth chart with Dustin Tokarski, with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen recently as well. But they will not be going with any of those goalies that I just mentioned. I mentioned four goalies just now for the Buffalo Sabres who have played games and suited up for them this season. And I haven't even brought up the guy that's actually going to be in net tonight. That would be Michael Hauser. He will be starting in net for the Sabres. He was an emergency recall on the taxi squad. This is just one of those journeyman goalies that's been toiling around in the minor leagues for pretty much his entire career. He's now, 28 years old, and here he is getting a surprising start for the Buffalo Sabres. But again, because of the issues they've had with their goaltending, multiple injuries, and the like, Michael Hauser is going to be in net tonight for the Buffalo Sabres. Now, you could look at it one of two ways. You could look at it, well, you know what? He's been around forever, but he really hasn't gotten a consistent crack at the NHL. How good can he be? Second thing you could consider is, well, maybe the team really wants to dig in, bear down, rally around this guy making a start here unexpectedly, you know, later in his career, and maybe they bear down for him. I don't know about that. I don't know if that's enough to get me to want to back Buffalo, because New York Islanders certainly have played better the last couple games. Their offense had been struggling to score goals and find offense, but we've seen them pick it up the last couple of games, back-to-back wins against the Rangers. So we'll see if they can carry that momentum forward here to tonight in this game against the Sabres. They've dominated the Sabres throughout the course of the regular season. The Islanders have played this team very well. It's a really tricky game all around from a side perspective and from a totals perspective. The Islanders are just one of those teams that I'm not really all that in love with laying this kind of price with, even in a potential mismatch situation. And again, Hauser could get lit up for the Sabres. He could also have the team rally around him and really try to play tight, good defensively, and try to get this guy a win. It would be a massive upset if it does happen. So probably a game I'm going to end up staying off entirely here with the Islanders and the Sabres. We've got our man Jimmy Murphy back on the show joining us. Jimmy, welcome in. Islanders, Sabres, what's your take here?
Yeah, and I apologize for being a little late there. I had some really spicy hot buffalo wigs for lunch, and they got the best of me here. I don't know if you can tell.
What a great segue, because we're talking Buffalo Sabres.
There we go. My eyes were watering pretty bad, so I was trying to recover from that before I came on here. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you would think, yeah, they'll rally around them, but I would have thought that, too, with their other rookie goalie as well. So, you know, like, look, I think the Sabres have played much better hockey in the last month. We've discussed this before. They haven't, you know, they don't roll over. And that's why I just wouldn't touch this game. It's not that I think flat out the Sabres will win. It's more just that they could hang around and steal one. So with the Islanders too, they've clinched their playoff spot. Could there be a letdown? I don't know. So I'm going to pass in this game.
All right, passing on this game as well. Jimmy, I wouldn't argue with that. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, the Penguins now up to minus 170. I remember Alex, Devin, and I were talking about the card yesterday, and boy, at the time, I think Pittsburgh was like minus 140, minus 145. So they've been bet up heavily in this game. Total six and a half. I still like Pittsburgh. I'm still on Pittsburgh in regulation. I know Alex and Deeds like Pittsburgh as well yesterday on the Sunday show. I like the over as well, but be a little bit careful. Yeah, Malkin's back for the Penguins, but there's still some injuries out, and Mike Matheson's out for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Key absence on the blue line for Pittsburgh. They'll miss him quite a bit, but still, they should take care of business against Philly. It's even without a couple of these guys in the lineup, especially Malkin back. And look, the Flyers, you just need to look at the way they played the last two games against New Jersey to know there's not a whole lot of want to, I think, left in this team. Disappointing season, not going to the playoffs, not a whole lot of pushback in those last two losses to the New Jersey Devils. Very disappointed with their effort. I don't know if they're going to rise up. I know there's still an in-state rivalry and a mutual dislike here. Maybe that's enough to get the Flyers pumped up for at least one game here to play the Penguins. But no, Pittsburgh's in good form. They had the one loss to Boston last week. And what did they do? They bounced back, beat Washington twice to overtake Washington for first place in the division in the process. So Penguins are on a mission right now. The price now is too light or too heavy to take money line. So I will go regulation instead. You get a little bit of a better number, at least with that, closer down around minus 115, minus 120. And I like this game over the total as well. And Matheson being out could hurt the Penguins a little bit on defense tonight. So maybe the Flyers can get on the board. So Penguins and over for me. Jimmy, what do you think?
Well, it's pretty interesting. We got a text earlier this morning. It's ironic. We're talking about Matheson being out because Dan Kangarski, who runs Pittsburgh Hockey Now and the National Hockey Now Network, was just asking the other writers and network, you know, what's been different about Pittsburgh this year that you've really noticed? What surprised you? And I go, I don't know if it's that he surprised me, but I think the biggest difference has been Matheson. He's been huge on that blue line. His speed is, you know, we're not saying on Cal Makar level there, but it's up there in terms of defensemen that can really motor it up the ice there. And he's been a major difference for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I like that trade from the get-go when they made it. Got a lot of criticism, but I think it's turned out great for them. So that's a big loss. Don't underestimate that there. That's a big loss for them, not having him in the lineup. But I'm with you. I like the regulation. Not enough value to take them on the money line here. I'm going to stay away from the total. I'm just going to go strictly Penguins in regulation here. And I see Melissa in the chat room. Thanks for the compliment there. That's actually the Fours Pub in Boston. It's no longer. It was a legendary pub across from the Garden. A lot of people go there before and after Bruins games. So thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, for those of you wondering what the compliment is, if you're on the podcast listening, it's the background, the backdrop, and Jimmy's shot as we do the show here on YouTube on the video side. Yeah, he's got a nice backdrop of an old Boston pub, so it does look good. I will say that for sure. So
great place, like, good food. Yeah,
that most pubs are, especially the good ones.
A sandwich called the Bobby Orr, and it was delicious, just like his play on the ice.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Yeah, just like delicious. The best, right?
The best.
Pittsburgh even money. Yeah, it's actually -110. The regulation price on Pittsburgh.
Value.
Pretty good price there. Chicago, Carolina, Kakalaki -260, home favorites, total six. Look, Chicago's not making the playoffs. I think reality's sinking in. We've seen the defense drop off. They got shelled by Tampa, shelled by Florida in those back-to-back games that they suffered losses to the Panthers. The defense is back to being the problem area that it's been for the Blackhawks really the last couple of seasons here. So I'm going to keep this one very simple. I actually like the full game over a little bit, smaller bet there. I like to zone in more on the team total for Carolina. Over 3.5, -130. Subban is going to be a net, but the defense in front of him has not played well. I think Carolina can get to 4 goals in this matchup here against Chicago. I don't know if Chicago scores a ton, because I will say this right now, Alex Nedeljkovic, keep getting used to that name. He's playing extremely well for the Hurricanes. And to me, there's no longer any doubt whatsoever if there's something wrong with Peter Mrazek, still bothered by this nagging injuries that he has. He's still day-to-day come playoff time. You're looking at Alex Nedeljkovic probably as your goalie in the playoffs for the Carolina Hurricanes. And I don't mind that. This is a guy that went to the Calder Cup final. I think he's ready for the pressure. He's playing well. I don't think that's a big deal if you're Carolina, if you run with Nedeljkovic in the playoffs, if you have to, because Mrazek might still be banged up. So I like the over. I will bet the full game over six, but I like the Carolina team total a little bit more, over 3.5 with the Hurricanes team total, -130. Jimmy, what do you think here, Blackhawks Hurricanes?
Yeah, you know, as you're talking about there, I mean, where would they be without him, right? I mean, if he hadn't emerged this year between the pipes, I mean, where would they be, the Carolina Hurricanes? And that's not to take away from what a good team they are. I'm just saying it was perfect timing for the situation they've had with Mrazek. So, you know, kudos to whoever scouted him and got him there. You know, look, I look at this game right now, and this is what I think we were talking about last week, where we said probably now we're going to start to see a lot of position secured and more jockeying for position in the playoffs and seeding and such, and then other teams just playing for pride. So we're at that point now, right? Where you got to kind of value that in when you're looking at these games. But I like the total too. I'm looking at this right now. I see a lot of goals in this game coming up. I think Carolina right now is going to try and do different things to kind of see where they're at for the playoffs and kind of get in that mode and be in that zone. And I think that they're going to, they might, I don't think loosen up is the word, but like I said, explore different styles, different systems. Can we go more offensive? And you know that they've got a great back end that can produce offense there. So that's why I like the over here. I think we might see might even be looking at some props there from some of their defense. And I see a lot of offense coming for the Carolina Hurricanes. And then we know the Blackhawks can score, but give me the over there.
You know what's funny is that, of course, they've got some defensemen out Chicago. Boquist's a big loss. Adam Boquist played well for them. The big one's Calvin DeHaan. How many times have we talked about Calvin DeHaan? you know, with the Islanders, with the Blackhawks, that when he's out, one of the best defensive defensemen, he was that on the Islanders. He's been that with the Blackhawks. It's not the same team. And then all of a sudden they start to let in goals left and right. And ever since DeHaan's been out these last few games, it's back to that old Chicago defense, not keeping the puck out of their own net. And I think that's probably going to continue tonight here against this Carolina team. All right, Washington, Capitals, New York Rangers, Washington minus 110. Slight road favorites. That's right around even money pretty much right now. Total six across the board. You got to wonder where New York Rangers are at mentally, because look, it's pretty damn fishy that they watched Boston beat Buffalo Saturday afternoon. And then just about an hour after that game ended, they're announcing no Chris Kreider, no Jacob Trouba, no Lindgren, a bunch of starters out. And you wonder, wait a minute. Boston just won. Aren't you? You're trying to track them down. Why are you just announcing all these guys out all of a sudden, just out of the blue? No Kreider, no Trouba. And then you see them play the Islanders just after that Saturday night, and it was a listless effort. I mean, they lose 3-0, and you got to wonder if this is wave the white flag right now time.
They wave the white flag, and I think it's pretty shameful if you ask me. I mean, I get it. You're out, but you don't have to be so obvious about it. I mean, at least go out there and show up. I'm glad you brought that up. I thought it was disgusting how they just rolled. Yeah, they pull all those guys out of their lineup and they just basically rolled over. I mean, what the hell is that? Like, you're affecting. Okay, that's fine. But you know what? Still, this game has an effect on the standings. And don't you have any pride? And I thought that was pathetic. I'd stay far away from the Rangers going forward if that's the way they're going to go.
Yeah, we talked about it with Alex and Devin yesterday, Sunday, when we talked Monday's games they did. They both lined up with Washington, and it's hard to disagree with that, especially with Washington off back-to-back losses to Pittsburgh. The one thing that's starting to bother me, though, is I'm thinking, wow, I'm lining up to make this maybe a big bet with Washington tonight in this game. All of a sudden, Carlson may not play again. Ovechkin's not a sure thing to return, and TJ Oshie's now out. In this game due to personal matters. And all of a sudden you've got some key personnel, the Capitals, and now they're struggling a little bit. They just lost back-to-back to Pittsburgh. So I don't know if I'm as, let's go Caps, you know, like I was about 24 hours ago. Because I'm telling you what, I was really loving the Capitals like Alex and Deeds did on yesterday's show. I was that much into backing this team. I'm still going to be on them 100%. I'll still bet Washington here, but it's probably not going to be as sizable. An investment or a bet for me as it once was. I'm just concerned, you know, you might have no Oshie, you might have no Ovechkin again, and you might have no John Carlson again for the Capitals here tonight. But you look at the other side, and once again, Jimmy, the Rangers, that was proof in the pudding there. Well, taking guys out, resting, whatever the case, injuries, whatever, and then rolling over with a bad effort against the Islanders. I think they know they're done. That's not a team I can back right now. So even with the personnel questions for Washington going into tonight, I'm still on the Capitals here, even money, minus 110. Back-to-back losses to Pittsburgh. You should expect focus. You should expect a want to bounce back. They're 2 points behind Pittsburgh now for first place in the East Division. So I'm on the Capitals here, minus 110. Jimmy, what do you think?
Give me Jimmy Puckline on this. Caps roll.
Caps roll. All right. Jimmy Puck line there, which is minus 1.5 plus 205. How about that for a price on the Capitals to win by 2 goals or more? Rangers have given them fits this year, but it says yes.
I'd factor that in as well, right? I mean, I was just thinking that right before you said that. And you know what? The Rangers have been a pain in the ass to the Capitals this year. So are you not thinking that the Capitals are licking their chops right now, looking at a team that they know is giving up and just kind of rolled over in the last game? They're looking at it and saying, this is our chance to really, you know, rub it into them and get some revenge for the way they've kind of caused us fits this year. So, yeah, that's why I like the Jimmy Puck line here.
All right, liking a Washington. And if you ask me, I think the grade eight is going to play for Washington tonight, because he hasn't been a game time decision in any of his recent absences till tonight. So that's a hint that he's probably going to try to take the pregame skate. If he does, he's probably going to play. So, and if he does, you're probably going to see a shoot up in the line a little bit if that is the case and he does play tonight. Nashville and Columbus. We've got Nashville minus 175, road favorites, total five, shaded to the over. This is not a spot I'm laying the massive minus 175 price with Nashville, even though they're the team that needs the win. They're trying to stave off Dallas for that final playoff spot in the Central Division. Columbus is one of those, you know, non-playoff teams that hasn't rolled over completely, especially the last few games. We've seen them. Look, they took Carolina to overtime on Saturday night. Give them credit for that. They took Tampa Bay to overtime last weekend. They beat Detroit. They've been the kings of overtime, actually. Three straight games for Columbus have gone to overtime, which is why Alex yesterday when he was with us, he liked the draw in this game. I think there's that's definitely a bet that's worth looking at, if you ask me. I think it's a tight game. I think it's a low-scoring game. I don't think we've seen Columbus completely roll over and play dead the last few games. And ever since Elvis Merzlikins had his little temper tantrum in the press a couple weeks ago saying, I'm sick of everything, it sucks, and we're trying, but this is I can't sleep. Remember, he went on that little – it was a great press conference. Yep. Check it out. He's been awesome. He has really played great for the Columbus Blue Jackets from that moment. And he could be with his level of play right now, he could do enough here to make this a tough game for Nashville to emerge with the 2 points. So my leans here, I haven't bet anything officially, but my leans here are maybe a sprinkle on Columbus and a sprinkle on the draw here, because a Columbus draw combination in a tight game, I think this is, and especially with Nashville having a huge win against Dallas, I worry about a bounce a little bit in the other direction after that kind of big win. So I don't know. I think Columbus could put a scare into Nashville tonight, and certainly has the makings of a lower scoring game as well. Saros and Merzlikins, your two goalies, both of them playing well. Jimmy, what do you think? Preds, Jackets?
I'm with you. I mean, great minds think alike. I think your reason here is right dead on there. This is one of those teams where a couple minutes ago I was talking about teams that are out of it, but they're still going to play, for pride and play for positions in the lineup for next year. They're auditioning, whether it's with the Columbus Blue Jackets or another team. They know that they need to fight for a job now for next year and impress coaches and management, what have you. So I think this is a sneaky game here for Columbus where they could step in and not just get it to overtime, but win. And I think they're going to come right out of the gate and shock Nashville in this first period. So I'm going to go with the first period puck line on Columbus there. I think you can get it for about plus 135 right now. Look for them to come out of the gate, kind of catch Nashville off guard, but then maybe as the game goes on, Nashville gets their bearings.
All right. So Jimmy, looking at Columbus first period here, maybe to get the early lead here on Nashville before the Predators maybe shake up, awaken from their slumber. And by the way, still a couple injuries now for the Predators. Fabro out on the blue line and Arvidsson out up front. Patrick Laine back. After a little bit of an absence. So we'll see if he can wake up and do something positive. He really had that one magic moment where he scored that end-to-end rush goal against Chicago, and that's probably the only thing he's done in a Jacket uniform, essentially, for the most part, since that trade. But that's what frustrates you. He has that ability in him, but we don't see it often enough. All right, we got the Boston Bruins. Here we go with their nemesis. This team that they just can't shake, the New Jersey Devils, of all people. Boston minus 240, road favorites, total 5.5, shaded to the under here in this game. Look, I mean, it's hard to lay this price with Boston in this matchup with how much of a fit New Jersey's caused for them. And New Jersey's not rolling over. We've seen their last few games. They're still playing with purpose, playing with pride. Under Lindy Ruff, Heeshear and company. They beat Philadelphia back-to-back. Now, Boston's not Philly, clearly. We know that. But, they're still giving you a good effort nightly. They've given Boston problems. I don't know. I'm kind of tempted by New Jersey. The one thing that's holding me back here, though, in this game is Boston can clinch a playoff spot with a win. They know New Jersey's dummied them this year, and they've had just a tough, tough time of it. But Boston's in really damn good form right now, playing smart hockey, good in their own zone, Rask's on his game. If they don't beat New Jersey tonight, when the hell are they going to beat them? This is their best position for them to finally slay these demons and beat the New Jersey Devils tonight. So, I'm very tempted by the Devils, very much so at plus 215. But Boston's in good form. If there's ever a spot they're not going to come into this game and take the Devils lightly and take them for granted, it's tonight, knowing they've lost to them a bunch of times, knowing they can clinch a playoff spot if they lock up the 2 points tonight. So I lean New Jersey. I don't know if I'll touch it. I might go over 5.5. Boston scoring here right now. Devils lacks on defense. Devils still up and down with their goaltending. I know it's been a lot of low-scoring hockey with the Bruins and Devils, but that's pre-deadline games between these two teams. Post-deadline, Boston's got some offensive punch going.
One loss.
Yeah, no question. So I lean New Jersey, but the over will be a bet. Yeah, the over will be a bet here, 5.5. What do you think here, Jimmy? Bruins, Devils?
Well, it's interesting. You talk about Jersey there, and they've been kind of, scoring a lot. They're also letting up a lot, too, lately. And we were talking about this with Bruce Cassidy yesterday, and, New Jersey's kind of – they're not giving up, But they're kind of out there. They're very loose right now, and they're playing pond hockey out there. So I definitely would lean towards the over here. The one thing I'm worried about on the Bruins' perspective in terms of offense, and it's kind of a sneaky thing here, take note of the fact that Mike Riley is out of the lineup today. Maintenance, he's not hurt, you know, he's not going to be missing a lot of time, and he's just taking the game off. They're resting him for the playoffs a bit. But he's out of the lineup tonight. He's kind of been under the radar in terms of what he's brought since that trade deadline. Everybody talks about Taylor Hall, obviously, but Mike Riley has been a huge difference on that defense and how they generate offense. And I'm just interested to see how they do that without him in the lineup tonight. We haven't seen that since the trade deadline. And I'm interested to see how they move the puck. So I would lean over, but I'm going to pull back and maybe not. I don't know. It's more of an in-game thing when I go with the total there. In terms of the side, you cannot get a lot of value there, but what I do like is another first period puck line here. And I think he brought it up. The Devils have been a pain in the ass for the Bruins this year, and they've just really frustrated them. I mean, the last two times they played them, the Bruins had 40 plus shots and still lost. So it's been one of those teams that they just can't get over. And I think they know that, and they want it just for pride's sake. They want it not just to get the playoff clinch here tonight, but they also want to just beat this team because of how bad they've been against them. So I like them to come fired up out of the gate. Give me the first period puck line.
Yeah, exactly. And because this is the team that they've been through the wars, a lot of them, especially the likes of Marchand, Bergeron, Pasternak, the veterans that have been on this team with this franchise for a while. McAvoy now even has been here for a while, you know, and they've got the media types like Jimmy Murphy, among others, talking about these new, and of course, they're always going to bring up the media. It's like this in every city. When you play a team, you're going to mention them maybe the last few times you played that team. And obviously the last few times that they've played that team, the Bruins are reminded that they've struggled against the Devils. So they're sick of hearing it, I'm sure. And they'd like to do something about it tonight. So Jimmy liking the fast start theory here with the Boston Bruins. Come out strong in the first period, liking them in the minus a half goal at a plus price here in the first period against the Devils. Winnipeg and Ottawa. Winnipeg minus 145, road favorites, total six here in this one. I'm on the Ottawa Senators, this home dog here. Winnipeg's lost six in a row. The offense is falling apart. Defensively, they're breaking down left and right, which is not good with the playoffs just about to arrive. And Connor Hellebuck's been very average. In fact, that's being kind, believe it or not, the last few games with Hellebuck. He's been below average. He's let in multiple games now with soft goals. And he's not in tonight. I think he needs the rest. It's a good decision. Give him a break. It's going to be Laurent Brossoit tonight for the Winnipeg Jets. He's actually played very well, but boy, the team in front of him is just not in very good form right now. And all we see with the Ottawa Senators, Jimmy, we know this very well. This team plays their ass off every night. They should have beat Montreal Saturday. Very unfortunate loss. They got into penalty trouble. Stupid, stupid, stupid penalty, man, by Nikita Zaitsev the other night, which led to the tying goal on the power play for Ottawa. Cross-checked a guy right in the back, right in front of the net, and if Suzuki scores, ties the game, and once they tied the game, like, Montreal's taking it to Ottawa. They're going to get they're probably going to win it now, and sure enough, they did in overtime. And Cole Caulfield, man alive, what a time to score your first NHL goal, an overtime game winner for the Montreal Canadiens, 3-2 the other night. Real tough loss for the Ottawa Senators there, but again, right in that game, had the lead, had every chance to win it, and they're going to have every chance to win this game, in my opinion, and it's hard to lay a price on the road with the Jets right now. So for me, I'm on the Ottawa side here, plus 130 against the Winnipeg Jets. Jimmy, what do you think? Jets, Sens?
I'm with you right now, and, you know, as you're talking about, Winnipeg just completely, what the hell is happening to them, man? I mean, I know they've had some injuries. I know, you know, things happen, but they've just fell off a cliff. It's tough to watch right now because this is a team that I had a feeling could surprise in the playoffs, and maybe they still will. I don't know, but they're not in a good place right now. And I mean, you got to start wondering. I think he's a great coach. I love dealing with him in the media. Like he's great with us, but I'm starting to wonder what's going on with Paul Maurice there in that locker room, and you know where his future is at with the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but we've seen it. I think back to the New Jersey Devils a couple times where, you know, they fired Claude Julien with six games left in a season when they're in first overall in the Eastern Conference, you know? I mean, if you're Shovel Day Off right now, you're looking at this team and you're saying, this isn't good. Like, we need to get – something's not right here. So keep an eye on things in Winnipeg right now. I know it sounds crazy, but I wouldn't be shocked if something happens there. Like, we see a change before the playoffs here to kind of jumpstart things. But, look, I'm with you. I love Ottawa in this. And, man, I just can't wait to see Ottawa next year and the year after. I mean, this team is going to be so fun to watch in the future. Give me Ottawa Senators in regulation here over the Jets.
All right, sweeten that plus price. Get it to close to plus 200 on that regulation wager there for the Ottawa Senators in this one. And like we said with the Jets, Ehlers out. Lowry still expected to miss this game as well. Ehlers out for the rest of the regular season. We'll have to see who's in net for Ottawa. If it's Philip Gustafson, I don't mind that. The kid's actually played pretty well in his starts for the Senators for the most part. We'll have to wait and see. But Murray's out again. Forsberg's out. So you're looking at either Gustafson or Marcus Hogberg in net for Ottawa. But even Hogberg's been better the last couple starts. So I think they can still find a way to get this victory here against Winnipeg tonight. We'll see Toronto, Montreal. Toronto minus 155, road favorites, total 5.5 here, shaded to the over. Montreal, give them credit. When's the last time they've won two in a row? It's been a while. And they finally put two wins in a row together against Winnipeg and Ottawa over the weekend. I don't know if they're ready to beat Toronto, though. And the one thing about the Leafs, they haven't nailed down first in the division just yet. That's number one. Number two, yes, absolutely. Cole Caulfield at that price, I would sprinkle on that. I know it's Toronto. They're playing pretty well. So is Jack Campbell. Jack Campbell's playing really well again. But still, at that price, and now sometimes with those youngsters, those prospects, they get that first goal, and then they get more confidence. He's going to be so much more loose now and confident after getting that first goal in overtime the other night. Caulfield, and if you've been betting shots on goal props with Caulfield too, they've been going well. Shots on goal and score a point, score a goal with him. I have no argument, Claudio, asking about Cole Caulfield props tonight, even against the Leafs, who have been good defensively, and Campbell's been good lately. I think that's still value on Caulfield that I would go with. But, you know, I saw Sheldon Keefe say something interesting yesterday. And it shows me that this team may not be packing it in down the stretch here. They still want, you know, they're still looking. They might rest some guys here and there, but I think the effort's still going to be there. He says, we're still trying to iron out the details and nail down the details of our game defensively, offensively, and we want to be playing good hockey going into the playoffs. So after I heard that, I said, well, I'm not going to be on Montreal in this game, because if Toronto's going to come to play, they've had a tough time, obviously, with the Leafs. The only win they had recently against Toronto was that tough spot for the Leafs after the trade deadline, when they had just come back from a couple of big games prior to that, I believe, against Edmonton. So, I'm not stepping in front of this Leaf team right now. I love the way they're going. Auston Matthews, I should have been betting him to score goals every night more than I have. He just continues to be ridiculous. I mean, that's the word you got to use right now. Auston Matthews for this Toronto Maple Leafs team. Leafs probably win. I'm not betting the game either way, but I'm reluctant to take Montreal against this Leafs team. That is for sure. I might look at Caulfield, if anything, props. That's about it. What do you think here, Jimmy, with the Leafs and the Habs?
Well, you know, I'm not going near the side on this. I promised you, and I'll keep my promise, I will not bet on the Montreal Canadiens again this season.
That's right.
Yeah, so I can't do that. But if there was a game that they were going to, you know, beat Toronto, this might be it. That's all I'll say there. So I'm staying away from the side there. I'm tempted on the over here, the over 5.5. I think you're right. I like what you said about Toronto there. They kind of remind me of the Bruins right now, where, yeah, they're trying to make sure they've got their lines rolling, right? They want to know that they've got that chemistry. They want things in sync. And let's not forget, right? I mean, I don't have it off the top of my head, but Foligno hasn't played that many games yet with them. So, you know, he got a late start there. So they're trying to filter him into the lineup, find him a home, let him know where he's comfortable and everything. And he's going to be a huge factor, I think, for them in the playoffs. He's a playoff type player. I would lean towards the over. I'm going to pass in this game, but if there was one thing I would do, it would be the over in this game.
Yeah, especially 5.5 here, which you don't always see for Toronto, but they're finally adjusting. Toronto's been 6.5 most of their totals all season, but they're seeing that this team has changed their spots a little bit. They are more of a sandpaper, rugged defensive.
Yeah, they get a lead, they clamp out.
They've still got the lethal shooters and offense and forwards, no question, but they're playing a two-way game right now. And that's why they're not that automatic 4-3, 5-4 type of hockey game anymore, like they were last year and the year before that. Dallas and Florida, Florida -120, home favorites here, total 5.5, shaded to the under. Rumblings that Tyler Seguin will make his long-awaited, he hasn't played yet this season, Dallas Stars debut tonight, and returning off the injured list for them. Last kick at the can, so to speak, for the Dallas Stars as they try to run down Nashville for the final playoff spot. They got a point against the Preds over the weekend, but they wanted more than that. Unfortunately, they fell in overtime. Khudobin in net for Dallas. Spencer Knight confirmed as the goalie for the Florida Panthers. I think he's still undefeated in his NHL career. So you know how I feel about the kid, Jimmy, as well. We think he's going to be big time in this league. I know Dallas needs the game, but they needed the game the other night. They lost. They needed the game against Tampa Bay. They lost. They needed the second game against Carolina that they played. They lost. Look, they're playing Tampa, Carolina, Florida, one of those three teams. Dallas has stunk this season against those three teams. So I get it. Sagan's back. I get it. They need the points. Desperate sense of urgency for Dallas. I get all that. But with Florida now only -120 in this game, I'm not going against Florida at that price. I'm off the game. I'm actually going to lay off Florida tonight. But at that price, no, not going to do it with Dallas. Again, they've struggled against the top three, hands down, the top three teams in this division all year. They've struggled against Florida. They've struggled against Tampa. They've struggled against Carolina. That's why they're out of the playoffs right now. They've struggled against these teams. They're going to have to show me. Jimmy, what do you think? Stars, Panthers.
What I think is that we're not going to see a lot of goals in this game. I think that the under's a beauty here. Spencer Knight has been brilliant. We both made our affection for him clear here, and he's the future, obviously, I think, in Florida, which is interesting because they've got, you know, Bobrovsky and Drieger there. But, yeah, I like the under in this. Give me that.
All right, like an under 5.5 -120. Florida gotten some overs with Chicago, but Dallas ain't playing overs these days. They realize, hey, look at the Nashville game the other night. Look at the Tampa game. 3-0 shutout loss. They're not scoring. You know, I know Seguin will help that a little, but again, with Florida and Knight playing well, I still think it could be lower scoring as well. I see where you're going there. Anaheim, St. Louis. St. Louis -240. Home favorites, 5.5 the total here in this one. Look, I jumped on this, and I didn't even jump on it until I heard Alex say it. He deserves more of the credit on Saturday, talking about the Ryan Miller angle on Saturday night.
I am so mad at myself I didn't get on that. That was a layup. Oh.
Yeah. Well, you just knew they were going to bend over backwards to play their ass off.
I mean, Ryan Miller, that was their cup. That was their Stanley Cup for the season. That was their game. You know, there's no way in hell they were going to lose that game. And, of course, they didn't lose that game.
Yep. No, on the Saturday show, Melissa, me, and Alex, he'd mentioned it, that the Ryan Miller factor in that game against the Kings Saturday night, that his final home start. Yeah, Anaheim had been playing terrible going into that game. But that you just wipe the slate clean and realize this team's digging in tonight, and they want it. And they sure enough did. 6-2, they beat the brakes.
What a classy move at the end by the Kings, too, to stay out there and shake his hand. It was really cool. It's kind of like what we saw with Patrick Marleau. So class act by the Kings there.
No doubt. No doubt. Great job. That's what we love, hockey. They're still bitter rivals, even though they're both out of the playoffs, the Kings and the Ducks. There's mutual dislike there. But we still put our dislike aside, and we wish man well on the other team. And that's exactly what they did. The handshake line to wish Ryan Miller all the best in the future was a beautiful scene, in my opinion. Great stuff
and
all
that,
around.
That scene, too, that when he hugged Quick, and they talked a little longer than most of the other players there. And obviously they know each other from USA Hockey there. And if you think about it, man, I mean, that's kind of an era coming to an end. I mean, in the last 12 years, those two guys have been two of, if not the best goalies. You know, they're two of the greatest goalies we've seen in the last decade to 15 years, what have you. So two of the best American goalies I've ever seen. So, you know, congratulations to Ryan Miller on a great career.
Yeah, and watch out. He will get another start. It'll be on the road because that's all they've got left. It's just a question of which one they give him. But definitely you might want to look at another Anaheim bet if you see Ryan Miller in that. That won't be tonight, though. It'll be John Gibson for the Ducks, Binnington for the Blues. Blues came back to beat Minnesota 2 games ago, and it was Minnesota returning the favor with a third-period comeback on Saturday night against the Blues. Blues probably take this game because, again, they're still trying to nail down that final spot. I don't think Arizona's catching them, but they still want to absolutely seal the deal. I'm off this game, though, not involved, side or total. Although the Blues have been a sneaky over team with these 5.5s, I just don't know if Anaheim's going to keep the offensive onslaught going like they did Saturday against L.A. They really had been struggling to score before Saturday night. I'm kind of thinking that might have been just a one-off. So I lean to the over, but just a pass all around. What do you think, Jimmy? Anaheim, St. Louis.
I like St. Louis. I'm going Jimmy Puckline on this. I like St. Louis a lot in this, just based on everything we just discussed about Anaheim. That was their big game, and you can go nowhere but down, I think, emotionally after that game. So I think this is kind of a letdown night. Not that, you know, every night really isn't a letdown for the Anaheim Ducks these days, but, you know, this just has the recipe for an emotional letdown there. And like you said, the Blues are still trying to officially clinch that spot and get into form. Like we were talking about Toronto earlier, trying to be in that right state of mind and have their game in good form going into the playoffs. So give me the Blues -1.5.
All right. Blues -1.5 +110 on the puck line for Jimmy in this one. Vegas and Minnesota, really good game here. Vegas -120, slight road favorites, 5.5 the total in this one, slightly shaded to the under here. When you look at it, all of a sudden, Max Pacioretty, unlikely to play tonight for the Vegas Golden Knights, surprise absence, I guess you could say. So that could be a little bit of a concern considering the way he's played. He's been excellent, of course, for the Golden Knights. Minnesota, on the other hand, finally shaking the demons and beat the St. Louis Blues, who've been their nemesis this season so far. I think that could continue. We'll see if that Minnesota can keep it up here against Vegas. Minnesota has played Vegas very well in this building, XL Energy Center. Look no further than earlier this season when Minnesota beat Vegas twice in this building. I said it on yesterday's show. This would be as difficult as it is to fade a Vegas team that's just lost one game in their last 14 or 15. Minnesota as a home dog is probably the only way I would go here in this one. But I like the over more than that. 5.5 -110. These Minnesota overs, I'm saying it every day, and they just keep on rolling on in. Minnesota over the total, wash, rinse, repeat, and we're seeing no adjustment in the number. It's been static at 5.5, and I'm just going to keep picking them off until there's an adjustment. Minnesota can score goals. They've got an offense this year. Odds makers may not see that, but I do. Vegas, Minnesota, over 5.5, -110 for me. Jimmy, what do you think? Golden Knights and Wild.
I'm right with you there, and I like I'm going to take the Wild in regulation as well, so give me two plays there. The over and the Wild in regulation.
All right, Minnesota in regulation. Good solid plus price on that one there in that +175-ish range. Total 5.5, liking the over, Jimmy, as well in that one. Next game, we've got the LA Kings and the Arizona Coyotes. Arizona now -150, a home favorite in this game. 5.5 shaded to the under. I'm not getting drawn into the Coyotes again here in this game. I took them twice against San Jose in must-win spots against a team they should have beat, and they spit the bit in both games, and they had terrible starts in both games. I'm not getting lulled into a false sense of security with trusting this Coyotes team right now. Look, and before the Kings got bombed in one of the situational spots of the season by the Anaheim Ducks the other night in Ryan Miller's home finale, the Kings were playing some decent hockey before that. Let's not forget that. The Kings were playing pretty decent, being competitive. And I remember the Kings, I don't know when it was, or vice versa. I don't know. There was a late season LA-Arizona game last year, 2 years ago. I think it was the Kings keeping the Coyotes out of the playoffs. You know, the Kings would relish that possibility.
You're right.
I don't think they're going to roll over completely here in this game. I'm not on LA. Because I'm not going to go – like Arizona's got to have this game, but they had to have the two games against San Jose as well, games they should have won and they did not. I ain't laying -150 with Arizona. Sorry, no can do. It's a pass for me on this game. I'm not involved in it. Jimmy, how about you? What are your thoughts here, Kings Coyotes?
Yeah, great points there. I'm going to stay away from the side for the same reasons, but I do like the over in this game. I see the Kings kind of busting out a bit after, you're right, a situational game there. Want to get back on track, get it cracking again. And like I said, with some of these other teams that are out of it, they're still playing for jobs. They're filtering in some young kids as well who want to impress. So, you could see the offense go up a little looser game going on there. So give me the over in this game.
All right, we've got Edmonton, Vancouver. Edmonton almost minus 200 road favorites, total six shaded to the under. I mean, how worse can it get for Vancouver? Physically, mentally, emotionally drained. They're losing left and right now. They're out of the playoffs. The NHL is going to force them to play all these games in a condensed period of time with nothing left to play for. They're physically shot, mentally shot, emotionally shot. Travis Green looks like he's lost a family member to death, you know, in every press conference these days. And to make matters worse, oh, now Jake Virtanen's been slapped with sexual misconduct allegations. I mean, it's just one thing after another for this damn hockey team. I mean, how much
left? I feel bad for Jimmy Benning. I really do.
It is. I mean, it's just one shit show thing after another. It's COVID. It's injuries. You know, it's goaltending issues early in the season. Pedersen's been out for a while. The schedule is ridiculously tough and too many games in a short period of time. And now you've got this sexual misconduct incident with Jake Virtanen to just put the cherry on the sundae, the cherry on the shit sundae for the Vancouver Canucks right now. Brutal. And now, and by the way, they just return home from a road trip and they get 48 hours off. That's it. Saturday night to a Monday turnaround. Usually you get Saturday to Tuesday when you're returning from a road trip, not Vancouver. This could get ugly. I mean, Edmonton can clinch a playoff spot with a win tonight. So I think they come into this game ready to play. This is Vancouver first period, or sorry, this is Edmonton first period puck line, Edmonton full game puck line, which is -1.5 +120. I think this could get out of hand a little bit for this Canucks team. They're just having a really tough time. That was about as lethargic as it gets, the way they played in the two games against Ottawa, following that up with the two games against Toronto, where they just didn't have a whole lot of juice or energy. I don't see what changes here. Edmonton, I think, could put the boots to them. So I'm on the first period puck line, full game puck line with the Oilers. Jimmy, what do you think? Edmonton, Vancouver.
We'll make it plain and simple. Sign me up. Same exact thing. Give me the first period puck line and the Jimmy puck line on the total for the game there. It's just, look, like you said, it's just been one thing after another for them right now. And I'll tell you one thing, guys. I know it's not better related, but keep an eye on what happens after this season in terms of the NHLPA and the league. We're going to see some issues with the way it was handled by the league here because these guys should not be playing these games. It's pointless. And this is going to affect these guys' careers going forward. You know, you're making, especially in North Division with the travel they've had in that division, I wonder how much they last. Like, how great is that North Division team that comes out of the first two rounds and gets to the conference final? They're going to be pretty beat up by then. So it's something to watch as we get to, you know, into the playoffs and you get to that round. Keep that in mind of what those guys in the North Division have gone through. We don't realize it down here in the States, but they are traveling like crazy and playing like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, this is a heinous schedule. They're beaten up. They've got a bunch of injuries, too. Let's not forget the guys that are out of the lineup for the Canucks as well, including Elias Pettersson. It's just a whole lot to ask of this team, and they just don't have – they don't look like they've got a lot to get. Like, if you've watched Vancouver the last four games, the two with Ottawa, the two with Toronto, they don't look like they have anything left to give. And I think that is pretty much clear right now. That's why, you know, Edmonton – you know, trying to nail down that playoff spot and trying to stay ahead of Winnipeg for third spot. And believe it or not, trying to keep their faint hopes alive to catch Toronto, although that's probably not happening. But the bottom line is they clinch the playoff spot if they win tonight. I think they, as long as they're focused and they're into getting that done tonight, they really should take care of business here against this Vancouver team. Next up, we've got the final game, Colorado and San Jose. We've got the Avalanche here, massive favorites, as you'd expect, around minus 260 to minus 270 in this game. Actually, minus 250 in some spots, the total six across the board. Martin Jones, confirmed goalie for the Sharks. They've been going back and forth last couple of games, at least, between him and Josef Kojenash, the other goalie, the young goalie that's playing for them. Grubauer should be in for the Avalanche tonight. We'll see if but again, the Avalanche have a couple defensemen out, Girard out, Graves out, Saad is still out, Byram's still out. I mean, there's still some injuries right now for Colorado. So I don't know if I'm gung-ho to lay a puck line with them here tonight in this game, but I would certainly not want San Jose. That is the way it should be. So in this case here, I think Colorado wins, but they're a little bit too beat up on the back end for me to rush to lay a price with them or even look at the puck line. Maybe an over, but just a small bet perhaps on the over in this game. It did go over the total Saturday with these two teams. Maybe we see more of the same here. What do you think, Jimmy, Colorado and San Jose?
I'm liking another first period puck line here, Ian. I see Colorado just coming out. They'll want to set the tone. And yeah, there's not much value there in the side right now. They do have some injuries, but Colorado is another team right now, much like Toronto, much like Boston. Watch them. They're not gonna take their foot off the pedal. They want to get into good form right now. Let's face it. I mean, they didn't have the best April, right? I mean, yeah, they had some injuries, but they're kind of up and down. And you know, we're not used to seeing that from Colorado. So I think they want to make sure they've got everything going at the right rate as they head into the playoffs right now. So give me the first period puck line there.
All right. Liking the first period puck line. That might be the best way to go. Kind of like Tampa yesterday. Because we could have this kind of situation tonight in this game. Colorado gets the first period puck line, but they don't get the full game puck line. That's exactly what happened to Tampa Bay yesterday against Detroit. So that's why I sometimes like splitting it up with the big favorites. First period puck line, full game puck line, because you could get one or the other cashing, not always cashing both of them. And you'd rather be 1-1 than 0-2. So that's definitely a good way to approach it. So Jimmy liking the first period puck line there with Colorado. All right, that is the Monday NHL. By the way, Mikko Koskinen, the goalie tonight. They're going to give Mike Smith a rest for the Oilers. But I don't think that's a bad thing. Koskinen was a lot better in his last start. So I still think it's too much to ask for Vancouver right now at this point with where they're at. All right, that is the Monday NHL card. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. We appreciate it. We're going to hit 10,000 downloads. I mentioned that on Twitter this month of the podcast. Can't do it without the loyal viewers and listeners who join us every single day. We appreciate each and every one of you. Before we get to best bets, a reminder, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, sign up for an account, use the promo code THPN. Great time of year, NHL, NBA, MLB daily. With the DraftKings Sportsbook app, you'll get a deposit bonus, weekly specials, weekly incentives. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, sign up for an account, use the promo code THPN. All right, it is best bet time and lots to choose from with 14 games on tap here for this Monday night. Jimmy, we'll start with you. What do you like for best bet?
I'm going with that Capitals puck line there. It just, you know, after what I saw from the Rangers, like I said, I don't want to, you know, beat a dead horse here, but they've given up. So, and the Capitals need to make sure they're ready for the playoffs. They're going to come out and make a statement.
All right, there you go. Washington Capitals puck line for Jimmy Murphy for his best bet tonight. Mine's going to be another puck line. It's going to be the game we talked about a couple of minutes ago. Edmonton Oilers puck line -1.5 around +120. Look, it's just a brutal, brutal situation, brutal scheduling. Brutal, brutal all around for the Vancouver Canucks right now. Edmonton probably takes advantage of it. -1.5, +120, Edmonton Oilers puck line against the Vancouver Canucks. That'll be my best bet for this Monday card. And that'll wrap up this edition of the Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Thanks to everyone for joining us. We appreciate that. We will be back with you tomorrow, as always, 2 p.m. Eastern. A reminder, we're on YouTube Live Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday, Sunday, noon Eastern. And if you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeart. You can find the podcast there daily on all those platforms. For Jimmy Murphy, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Monday night. Enjoy the games and good luck. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow on Tuesday for another edition of the Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.